I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Bureau of Land Management is seeking public comment on a draft management plan for 658,000 acres of public lands in eastern Colorado. According to the Bureau, the preferred direction combines aspects that allow development as well as those that favor wildland conservation. John Stukowski from the advocacy group Wild Connections says he's concerned the plan would cut back more wildland protections than it should.
The trend right now is just that, you know, our public lands are potentially for sale to the highest bidder on special interests, and, you know, a kind of a lapse in protection leaves these areas vulnerable to more development.
Spokesman for the BLM says the way the final plan will look still largely depends on the current 90-day public input period. Feedback can be submitted online or mailed to the Bureau until September 20th, and public meetings will take place during the coming months. Pilot error likely caused a plane crash that killed a Colorado family of four, according to a National Transportation Safety Board investigation. 47-year-old Jeff Makepeace was flying a single-engine plane with his family from Fort Collins to Moab, Utah. Investigators say he likely lost control of the craft after experiencing spatial disorientation. Makepeace's relatives say they don't believe he intentionally put his family in harm's way. 100 firefighters from five crews, three from Colorado and two from Wyoming, were off to Edmonton, Alberta today to help battle wildfires burning in Canada. Spokesman for the Rocky Mountain Area Coordination Center said they are scheduled to fight fires for 2 weeks before returning to Denver. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.